गिरिधरधारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव राधा माधव श्री राधे जय किशोर किशोरी जय किशोर किशोरी किशोर किशोरी जय किशोर किशोरी जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय श्रील प्रभुपाद जय 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 गुरुदेव 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 जय जय Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Ashtutara Shat Shri Srimad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Shri Shri Gornitai Ki Jai Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani Ki Jai Shri Shri Kishore Kishori Ki Jai All glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga All glories to Srila Prabhupada Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Mudirayet Nashta Prayeshva Badreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Krishna Swadhamo Pagate Dharma Gyan Adibi Saha Kalo Nashta Drisham Esha Puranarko Dhunodita Paramananda Pataya Prema Varshakshadayate Sarvada Sarvasevyaya Shri Krishnaya Namostute Sada Sevya Sada Sevya Srimad Bhagavati Kata Yascha Shravana Matrena Harishchitam Samashrayet So, Hare Krishna, good morning. It seems that the tables have turned. We're in the throes of Kali Yuga, and everything is backwards in Kali Yuga. So the people who should be speaking are sitting on the bench, and the people who should be listening are sitting on the Vyasasan. I must at least ask Chandrasekhar Prabhu, please give your blessings that I can at least say something which will be purifying for myself. And at least we're touching the Bhagavatam today, so some great fortune is there in that regard. I'm sorry you'll have to suffer through this. Good. Thank you. So we're continuing the 24th chapter of the 10th canto, which is the Govardhan pastime, the Govardhan Leela. We're doing text 13 or text 12 today, I believe. Let me just double check. Yeah, text 12. Yeah. Shri Shuku Vacha Vacho Nishamya Nandasya Tatanyesham Rajaukasam Indraya Manyum Janayan Pitaram Prahakeshava Shri Shuku Vacha Vacho Nishamya Nandasya Tatanye Shambrajaukasam Indraya Manyum Janayan Pitaram Prahakeshava. Please chant. Shri Shuku Vacha Indrayamanyam janayan Pitram Rageshav. And the word for word, Sri Shukaha Uvacha. Sri Shukadev Goswami said, Vachaha, the words, Nishamya, hearing, Nandasya, of Maharaj Nanda, Tata, and also Anyesham, of the others, Vraja Okasam, the residence of Vraj, Indraya, in Lord Indra, Manyam, anger, Janayan, generating, Pitaram, to his father, Praha, spoke, Keshava, Lord Keshava. In the translation and purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Shukadev Goswami said, when Lord Keshava, Krishna, heard the statements of his father, Nanda, and other senior residents of Vraj, he addressed his father as follows, to arouse anger in Lord Indra. In the purport, Srila Sridhar Swami explains that Lord Krishna's intention was not simply to insult a demigod, but rather to knock down the great mountain of false pride that had arisen within the Lord's tiny servant, who is supposed to represent the Lord as Indra. By lifting Govardhan Hill, Lord Krishna would thus initiate a blissful annual festival called Govardhan Puja, and he would further enjoy the pleasant pastime of dwelling for several days beneath the hill with all of his loving devotees. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Hina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindha Dhina Bandha Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutade Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vanshakalpa Turubhyascha Kripasindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So, here we are again. This is a wonderful chapter of the 10th canto. Indeed, the whole 10th canto is exceedingly wonderful. The whole Bhagavatam is exceedingly wonderful. But specifically the 10th canto. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada felt it so necessary to give us the Krishna book very early on, so that devotees would think about these things, so that they would hear about these things. And so we're very fortunate to be able to meditate on these and think about these things in the Bhagavatam class here in ISKCON Chicago. It's been a very nice journey. I've been here for about, I think when I came here, we were in the 8th chapter of the 10th canto, and it's been just so nice traveling through, hearing about Lord Brahma. Because, you know, when we read these things, it's nice, but when you have to zoom in every day and go through them like that and hear different people unfold the different aspects of the pastimes, it really takes on a new life. So we're really fortunate to be here. And hopefully today I can do a little bit of justice to the very broad topic of the many, many variegated reasons why Krishna decided to do this kind of astounding pastime. One thing the last time I gave class, we spoke a little bit about how this particular pastime is so amazing that some other bona fide Vaishnava Sampradayas have difficulty digesting it, and they question whether it is actually a part of the Bhagavatam or not. The Madhvas, they take Brahma Vimohan Leela, and they say, we don't know. Some of them say, it's not actually a part of the Bhagavatam. Lord Brahma can't be illusioned. We have our explanation for that, and it's there. But also, for the Vallabha Sampradaya, who's the Pushtimarga is a bona fide Sampradaya, they have trouble digesting the Govardhan Leela because of their own particular understanding. And so we're very fortunate as Gaudiyas to have such a deep perspective on this Leela. It's really amazing. And our Acharyas, they've written many, many Ashtakams to Govardhan and Dashakams, and they've explained so much of the detail as to why Krishna has done this. And really there are something like 10 or 15 angles as to exactly why Krishna did what he did. And you know, in the West they say you kill two birds with one stone. Well, Krishna is so expert, he can do 20 things with one action, or unlimited things with one action. So with the Govardhan Leela, we see Krishna, he's carrying out so many different things. As the disciples of Srila Prabhupada have pointed out here, in the words of Sridhar Swami, that he meant to break the pride of Lord Indra. He meant to smash Lord Indra's pride. and he meant to initiate this wonderful festival with the Rajvasis. So there we have two of them. And if we look at the writings of our acharyas and some of the poems that they've written to Govardhan, then we can see even more angles that are taken here. And I'd like to flesh out one of those angles. So there's a very, very wonderful poem written by Raghunath Das Goswami. It's called the Govardhan Vasa Prarthana Dashakam. It's 10 prayers praying for residence near Govardhan. So each one of these prayers ends with the line, Nija Nikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhanatvam. Raghunath Das Goswami is praying to Govardhan, you please let me stay near you. I want to live, I want my residence. So Raghunath Das Goswami prays, I want to live near you, O Govardhan. I want my residence for the rest of my life to be at your feet. And he gives 10 reasons, or 10 verses, sorry, there's even more than 10 reasons, but he gives 10 verses explaining why he wants to stay at the foot of Govardhan. And because our acharya's words are so deep, some of our other acharyas often have to unpack them. And so Baladev Vidyabhushan, he came, and particularly with the works of Raghunath Das Goswami and Rupa Goswami, he wrote commentaries on their poems like Stavamala and Stavavali in order to help us to understand exactly what was going on in these poems. With this particular one, Baladev Vidyabhushan, he has told us that actually this is a conversation between Raghunath Das Goswami and Govardhan Hill. And so it starts out, in the first verse, we talked a little bit about that the other day. It starts out with Raghunath Das Goswami saying, Nija Nikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhanatvam. Please, I want to stay near you. I want to live near you, Govardhan. And then Govardhan going, why? Can you tell me why? It doesn't really make sense to me. I'm just a little hill. There are other wonderful hills in Vraj. Your goal is to stay in Vraj, I can understand that, but why do you want to stay near me? And so then Raghunath Das Goswami says, Atula Pritula Shaila Shreni Bhupa Priyamme. If you take all of the hills and all of the universe, all of the mountains, you take the Himalaya, you take the Loka Loka mountain, you take everybody and you line them up, you are certainly the king of all of them. You are the best, the greatest, the most wonderful. And so he appeals to Govardhan in this way. And then Govardhan says, I don't understand that. I'm very tiny. Even in Vraj, there are bigger hills than I am. There are taller mountains than I am in Vraj. You have to unpack your words. And so then Raghunath Das Goswami, he speaks the first line of the verse. He says, Nijapati Bhuja Dandach Chatrabhavam Prapadya. That you took shelter of your Lord, Nijapati, and he picked you up and he held you like an umbrella. Bhuja danda chatra bhavam prapadya. And you took this mood of a shelter for all of the residents of Raj. Why? Nijapati bhuja danda chatra bhavam prapadya. Pratihata madadrishto devendra. Pratihata madadrishto danda devendra garva. In order to completely smash the pride of Indra, to destroy the pride of Indra, he held you up like an umbrella. And this is very, very deep. I won't go into the details of this because we spent an hour on that before. But explaining the juxtaposition of the pride of Indra with the pride of the conditioned soul. Because Raghunath Das Goswami, he uses four very descriptive words to speak about this particular pride of Indra and why he had the position that he had. But later on in the verses, which is what I'd like to zoom in on today, Raghunath Das Goswami, he says another wonderful thing about Govardhan. He touches back on this subject of crushing Indra's pride. And he says this couplet. He says, Tava nava griha rupa syantare kurvataiva aga baka ripu no chayar dhatta mana drutam me. So aga baka ripu, the enemy of aga and baka, who is Krishna, he glorified you, O Govardhan. Uchai dattamana dhritame. He loudly proclaimed your glories all over the universe by doing this, by making this griha for all the Vrajvasis to live under during the Govardhan pastime. And Raghunath Das Goswami, he's raising a very interesting point here, because Indra, all of the demigods, they were afraid of demons like Aga and Baka. We hear in the 10th canto that they were waiting during the battles, like when Krishna was getting ready to kill Agasura. All the demigods were standing there, practically on their toes, all their hairs standing on end, really, really thinking, is he going to be able to defeat him? Because this Aga is so powerful that if he were to come to the heavenly planets, we would be finished. Similarly, with Bakasura, he was such a powerful demon. All the demigods were terrified of him. So Indra was terrified of Aga and Baka. And yet, this person who easily killed Aga and Baka, Krishna killed Aga and Bakasura like nothing. He just finished, no problem. It was like, he didn't even have to look, you know. It was just, they were taken care of. He used Govardhan to defeat Indra, who was inferior to Aga and Baka. Why? Raghunath Das Goswami raises this question. Why? Why didn't he just take care of him himself? Why didn't he just go and flick Indra like the fly that he was and send him across the universe and set everything right? As Sridhar Swami has pointed out, and our devotees have pointed out, because Krishna wanted to start a festival. But there's another reason. Because Krishna likes to give the credit to his devotees. He very much appreciates to give the credit of everything to his devotees. Because this is actually the very deep nature of God. The very deep nature of Krishna is that because he knows everything, and he's omnipresent and omnipotent, Krishna in Vraj, he has no interest in being that person. He doesn't want to be God. Because for him, God is boring. He says this in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says, I've come as Lord Chaitanya because this mood of Aishwarya, it cripples the love. It cripples the love I'm able to relish. And so he's constantly putting his friends and his devotees in a higher position than he is. And there's more, because it's not just set up for the particular pleasure of Krishna that he gets to put them in that other place. He's also instructing us how we can approach him. By lifting Govardhan Hill, by not defeating Indra by himself, and by loudly declaring the devotion and the wonderful status of Govardhan Hill, he's also showing us that this is the path. You take shelter of Govardhan Hill. You take shelter of advanced devotees. You take shelter of any devotee, actually. If we hear from Ramanujacharya, he says something very wonderful. He says, because at the end of his life, he gave 10 instructions. And the first one being, you study my commentary on the Sri Bhasya and you defeat the Mayavadis. Because Ramanujacharya was very clear. He and Madhvacharya did very, 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 very strong work all over India, but specifically in the south, with crushing the Mayavad doctrine. And so his first order was, you study the Sri Bhasya and you defeat the Mayavadis. And his second order, because it goes in a descending process, his second order was, okay, if you can't defeat them, if you're not such a good logician, and you know you can't be expected to go and step up and defeat these highly intelligent people, at least study it and learn it for yourself, so you won't be convinced also. And then further, okay, you can't understand that, at least read some other scriptures, at least do your sadhana, down, 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 10 things. The final thing, Ramanujacharya said, his last thing, he said, if nothing else works for you, if you can't do sadhana, if you can't follow regulations, if you can't do anything, you find a devotee, and you sit next to him. Because this is the power of devotional sangha. This is the power of the Vaishnavas. And Krishna is pointing this out by doing this Govardhan pastime. By, instead of taking the glory and saying, yes, just take shelter of me, which he's also saying, he's highlighting, he's sharing this nuance that actually the fastest way is to take shelter of my devotee, because my devotee is so, so glorious. And actually, in the ninth canto, Krishna tells us something very wonderful when he's speaking to Durvasa Muni. He's speaking to Durvasa when Durvasa offended Ambarish Maharaj. And Durvasa Muni does what most people would think is the perfect thing to do. He goes straight to Vaikuntha because he has the ability to do that. First he goes to Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. But anyway, he goes to Vaikuntha. And he says, Lord Vishnu, your holy name is the most powerful thing in the universe. By chanting it, one is freed from unlimited amounts of sin. One is freed from hellish life. Nothing can stand in the way. Please, I'm taking full shelter of you. I'm being chased by this chakra. The flames are licking my back. I'm going to perish at any second. You are the Lord of everything. Please, I take shelter of you. Full Dandavats falls at his feet. And Lord Vishnu says something very, very, very amazing. This is very, very important to understand. He says, Aham bhakta paradino hyasvatantra iva dvija. Sadhu bhirgrasta hridaya bhaktar bhakta janapriya. He says, actually, in some ways you're right, but I'm controlled by my devotees. I'm not independent. If you study the Upanishads, you'll see this many times. The Lord, or it, because in the Upanishads, everything is vague. Tat, that, is swatantra. It's self-controlled. The only thing it controls is itself. And we hear this about God. He's omnipotent. He's autocratic. Nothing can control God. Otherwise, he wouldn't be God, right? This is the general understanding of most philosophers. But Lord Vishnu tells Durvasa, he says, actually, when it comes to my devotees, he a swatantra. I am not controlled. I am not in control of myself when it comes to my devotees. My devotees have full control over me. He says, sadhu bir grasta hridaya. By those sadhus, grasta hridaya. He says, I'm captured in their heart. Actually, I like this. This is really wonderful. Grasta has a very specific meaning. In astrology, if you are haunted by a bad planet, if you have Shani Dasha, or if you have some affliction in your astrology, the astrologer will tell you that you're haunted by that planet, and the word he'll use, he'll say Shani Grasta. You're afflicted by that, you're haunted by that planet. So Krishna is using the same word. He's saying, I am completely captivated. I'm haunted by my devotees. I cannot get them out of my head. I can't get them out of my heart. There's nothing I can do against their will. So basically what Vishnu is telling Durvasa, he says, look man, I can't do anything for you. You have to go to Ambarish. It's nice what you said about my holy name. It's nice that you're falling at my feet, literally. Durvasa wasn't falling at the feet of a deity, which is also glorious. He went to Vaikuntha, and he met Vishnu personally. And Vishnu said, sorry, there's nothing I can do. Because one has to take shelter of a devotee. One has to take shelter of the devotees of Lord Krishna. And so Krishna, by lifting Govardhan Hill, he's showing, you want to see a wonderful devotee. This Govardhan Hill is the best of my devotees. He is such a devotee. Actually, he's Krishna himself. But he's like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's Krishna in the mood of a devotee. Therefore, he wants to serve. The Bhagavatam tells us, Hantayam adirabala haridasavaryo yat Ramakrishna chananas parasha pramodam, that this Govardhan Hill, he is haridasavarya. He is the best of the haridasas. Why? Because he serves the Vrajvasis unconditionally with everything they could ever want. And so, Krishna is telling us, take shelter of this Govardhan Hill. Take shelter of the devotees. When Vishnu speaks to Durvasa and says that verse, the final line, he says, Bhaktair Bhakta Janapriya. He says, not even my devotees. Devotees means pure devotees. The people who are devoted to my devotees, Bhaktair Bhakta Janapriya, they are also dear to me. They similarly have captured me. And I am captivated by the fact that they love the people that I love. So therefore, we have to take shelter of these people. And in the Adi Purana, another wonderful thing Krishna says, he tells this to Arjuna. It seems like a paradoxical statement. He says, Ye me bhakta jana partha, ne me bhakta chate jana. He says, those people who take shelter of me, who worship me, actually they don't worship me. It's like a koan almost. Sounds like a Buddhist koan when you only hear the first half of it. Mad bhaktanam cha ye bhaktas teme bhakta atama mata. But those who worship my devotees, they are actually worshiping me. Krishna's not so moved when we just try to approach him and we just try to say, and we see that. We see so many people, they come into the temple, they come into the temples and they say, yes, 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 I love Krishna. I know Krishna. I was born around Krishna. I've experienced, you know, I know who Krishna is, and therefore I'm coming here. I'm not so interested in you. I'm not so interested in your process or your practice. I'm just coming here because I have a personal relationship with Krishna. And we see by the result, what are their activities? What do they do beyond coming once a week, beyond doing that? What is the actual connection that they have? We see that those who are really connected to Krishna, they become connected to people who are actually connected with Krishna. They become connected to his devotees. We see they actually find some depth in their practice. And in the 11th canto, Krishna tells Uddhava, this madbhakta pujhabhyadika, that the superior worship by far is to worship my devotee. So we're hearing from this lila, Krishna, he's highlighting this fact. And that's why Agubhaka Ripu no chara tattamana dhritamme. This enemy of Agha and Bhaka, who could have flicked this Indra like a fly and sent him flying across the universe, he decided to glorify his devotee. He decided to lift Govardhan Hill and decided to show that this is the way. You take shelter of Govardhan. We should worship Govardhan. We should do these things for Govardhan. This is just one reason why he decided to do this. And I'll end with one final quote, which is very, very relevant for us and for me, drives the point home. In another Ashtakam, which is written by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, glorifying Govardhan. Because he wrote one, Rupa Goswami wrote two, Raghunath Das Goswami wrote two. They very clearly wanted us to understand the position of Govardhan and all the different reasons for this very, very wonderful lila. It's a very, very important part of the Bhagavatam. He says, Vina bhavet kim haridasa varya padashrayam bhaktir atashrayami. He says, O Govardhan, if I don't worship you as Haridas Varya, as the best devotee of Krishna, I'll never be able to attain Prema Bhakti. The purport here is that if you want the love that is in the devotee's heart, you have to worship that devotee. If we desire that thing, if we understand the prayojan, if we understand what we really, what is in our best self-interest, if we understand what the devotees want to give us, then we have to take shelter of them. Obviously, it's much deeper and more nuanced because it's not a transaction. We don't approach the devotees and, I want what's in your heart, give it to me. But we're so moved by the beauty of something that we begin to experience by undergoing sadhana bhakti that we have to take shelter of the process. And that process means approach the devotee. And so, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he's saying, I will not be able. He says, how can I possibly attain what is in your heart? Without worshiping you, without seeing you in this way, and without establishing a relationship with you, there's no possible way. So this is what I could churn out of this little bit. There are so many angles, it's hard to take one, because we can really, you know, there are 10 classes, 20 classes can go into this lila, as to why Krishna has done the festival, as to what he meant by the festival, as to the symbolism behind, you know, getting everybody to go under the hill. There's so much. Why the words, we already spoke a bit about the words Krishna used, why he spoke atheistic philosophy to convince Nanda Maharaj, why they were compelled by that atheistic karma mimamsa philosophy and that sankhyavad. So much is there. This pastime is just, it's rife with meaning, as is the rest. Actually, every word, Parmananda Pataya Prema Varshaksharayate, every single word of the Bhagavatam, it's like a raindrop of prema. Every syllable, not even every word, if you just take a syllable, if you just see Sri Bhagavanu Vacha, you just say bah. Because it's in the Bhagavatam, that syllable, it's a manifestation of pure, complete prema. These are the words of Sanatan Goswami. And we hear that even though maybe they're improperly composed or something like that, Vyasadeva was speaking very humbly. Because everything here is perfectly composed. Even there may be some improper composition, because the goal is to glorify the most glorifiable thing, Krishna and prema, and the relationship of Krishna between his devotees. Everything here is, it's the highest, the most perfect, most beautiful thing. So we're very fortunate. So if there are any comments or questions, then please, and corrections, of course, those are most important because they help us to grow a little bit. Chandrasekhar Prabhu has one.
Hare Krishna. Yes, I deferred to give class, and it turned out to be a very good move. That was very pleasant. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'd say more about how nice it is, but I don't want to embarrass you.
Thank you.
It's why I come here to the temple room of Nusev Kunj Dham to hear such katha. So that was very beautiful. Now, I think you had Sanskrit for the supreme worship is worship of Krishna's devotee or the worship of my devotee. Is that in the verse you were just quoting?
There are a couple that go along that way. One is from the Adi Purana, where he's speaking
Purana.
To Arjuna.
Could you say that one again?
Yeah, so you want the Sanskrit?
The Sanskrit.
Ye me bhakta jana partha. Ne me bhaktas chate jana. So those who worship me, they're not my devotees. Mad bhaktanam chaye bhaktas te me bhakta tamamata.
Yeah, that's
but great. Who worships me, or mm-hmm. who worships my devotees, he actually worships me. Yeah, it's such
and like
nice.
Like that other verse, ahang bhakta paradino hyasvatantra ivadvija sarunam grasta hridayo bhaktir bhakta jana priya.
Yes.
I mean, it just brings tears to your eyes to hear
it
Krishna.
It really does, yeah.
Krishna so says, amazing. Although I am the supreme independent Lord, I have no independence whatsoever.
Yeah. Completely captivated. I'm stuck. I'm controlled. That's what he's saying. I'm controlled. I find it amazing that Lord Vishnu is speaking this also.
Yeah.
Because normally we'd think this is, you know, this is very normal for Krishna. Rupa Goswami has told us this. Sri Krishna Akarshani, the last result of prema, is that Krishna is completely controlled. Actually, as Prabhupada told us, the difference between master and servant goes away on the transcendental platform. This is Rupa Goswami's words telling us he's completely controlled. But I find it astounding that even Lord Vishnu, who very much is God, you know, there can be no mistakes in the worship, there can be no problems, everything has to be perfect, and it is perfect. He's even saying, They defeat me. They've captured me, my devotees. I'm captured by their love. Yeah.
Well, I was just thinking at the onset of class how Lord Chaitanya is so emphatic. Please hear. Please hear this katha. And that Krishna states this human form is so rare and to become bhakta is so rare. Traveling here, I was thinking that I was just looking at the grasses on the side of the road, each one a jiva just as dear to Krishna as any one of us. But how many human beings are there? So few. And then so few are here at Bhagavatam class, or so few are hearing, or serious about hearing. It's really a privilege. To be able to sit before Kishore and Kishori and hear this nice katha. There's real hope. There's real hope for the jivas. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Actually, I can't take credit because there's one wonderful devotee, Madhavananda Prabhu. You know Madhavananda Prabhu? So he's giving such amazing katha on this Govardhan Vasa Prarthana Dashakam, these prayers of Raghunath Das Goswami. And I've just been so captivated by that. I'm really just regurgitating what I'm hearing from there. It's really wonderful. He's speaking so nicely, you know. I have to pass the credit to him. It's so captivating. I'm also touched by what you said because I'm always happy to hear a devotee who very, very much appreciates the hearing process. A lot of times we take it passively. And we just say, oh yes, you know, I should hear. And people don't people don't generally really know what that means. To really absorb oneselves in Krishna conscious literature, it's the first type of taste that we get in Krishna consciousness. The Bhagavatam tells us this, Vasudeva Katha Ruchi. As soon as we start serving devotees, then taste for hearing comes, and we have to fan that fire. And I can see in yourself, Bruin, and I can hear from the way you talk that you're somebody who likes to fan that fire, and therefore I can, now I have a glimpse of where your enthusiasm comes from and where these things come from, because it really is, it's the process. If we follow the process, then it works and the fire can blaze and then things can go on. So thank you so much for your input and your comments. It's much appreciated. Jitendra Prabhu?
In personalists, you know, they study, you know, Vedanta and stuff, but I bought the Bhagavad Gita, and I was just kind of, one page after another, I was getting more philosophical, you know, as every page. And then, so I didn't really have that person, but then the person was Srila Prabhupada, so that brought me to the temple, and then they said, I said, is this fellow still alive? And they said, yeah, he'll be here in a few weeks. Would you like to meet him?
So fortunate.
So I guess it all kind of fell into place.
Nice. You know.
Thanks.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. You have something, Prabhu, or no? Okay, so we can end here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Sri Sri Kishore Kishore ki jai, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani ki jai, Sri Sri Gauranitai ki jai, Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki jai, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Sri Prabhupada ki jai, Vaishnav Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.